Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech headlines for Wednesday, December 29th, 2021. I'm Rich Trappolino. Instagram head Adam Osseri posted a video on Twitter saying the app will rethink what Instagram is in 2022. Osseri said Instagram's goals next year include greater transparency, consolidating its video sharing efforts around Reels, further embracing private messaging, and improving ways for users to monetize on the platform. Waymo announced it will work with Geely to integrate its autonomous system into a new version of a mobility-focused all-electric Zeekr vehicle designed in Sweden specifically for autonomous ride-hailing. These EVs will be designed for transportation as a service uses with no steering wheel, flat floors, and adjustable seats. Waymo said the vehicles will be on U.S. roads in the years to come. An update to Tumblr's iOS app added a list of tags that will not appear in search or on a user's dashboard. Tumblr said it had to extend the definition of what sensitive content is to remain on the App Store, although it said it's working on additional features for a less restricted iOS app experience. Users report tags related to sexual, violent, and harmful content are now blocked, but also tags like girl, sad, single mom, selfie, and me. The HDMI forum announced HDMI 2.1a, an upcoming revision to the 2.1 stack, which adds source-based tone mapping. This feature offloads some HDR tone mapping to content sources, things like a set-top box or a computer. This will be an optional feature for manufacturers, although the HDMI forum says it can be implemented with a firmware update. Roku will expand partners in its TV Ready certification program, an SDK for fast wireless audio syncing. Roku added Element, JVC, Fennu, and Philips in 2021, and will add Polk Audio and Westinghouse in 2022. Bose also expects to launch TV Ready devices next year. LG Display announced OLED EX, a new display tech it claims offers up to 30% more brightness using deuterium compounds to allow the LEDs to emit stronger light. LG also claims it offers improved color accuracy, and on a 65-inch TV will result in a set being 30% thinner with 4mm bezels. No word on when the tech will come to market. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit largely ruled in favor of the FCC's decision to designate a large amount of the 6 GHz band to unlicensed users. AT&T challenged the decision, claiming potential interference issues. The court did ask the FCC to provide further explanation on request from licensed TV and radio broadcasters to reserve a small part of the band for mobile licensees. The Record's Catalin Simpanu sources say the ransomware attack that impacted IT systems and live streams of Cox radio and TV stations in early June has been attributed to threat actors codenamed Dev0270, an APT with ties to Iran. According to Microsoft Threat Intelligence reports on the group has engaged in both intelligence gathering operations and financially motivated attacks in the past. Apple placed a Foxconn factory in southern India on probation after an investigation found living and dining facilities for employees did not meet its standards. The factory was recently shut down after protests about conditions and will resume operations once improvements are made. Apple said employees will be paid while the plant remains closed. U.S. Magistrate Judge Susan Van Keulen ruled that Alphabet CEO Sundar Pichai can be questioned for up to 2 hours in a privacy lawsuit. The suit was filed in June 2020, alleging that Google invades privacy by tracking internet use while Chrome is in incognito mode. Jabra announced the Elite 4 Active Wireless Earbuds, offering active noise cancellation, IP57 rating for water and dust resistance, and up to 28 hours of playback with a charging case. The buds will also support an adjustable equalizer in the My Sound app to customize sound profiles. The Jabra Elite 4 Active are available in the UK now for £120, no word on a US release. Nintendo president Shuntaro Furukawa said Switch supplies may stagnate if demand remains high, saying we will not be able to produce as many as we want to. He further said year-end sales of the Switch were strong, particularly its new OLED model. Researchers at the Vienna University of Technology published a paper with the American Chemical Society about an adaptive transistor made with germanium, which uses a control electrode to dynamically program the function of the transistor. This would theoretically allow transistors to dynamically set the exact properties it needs for a given task, with the researchers estimating an arithmetic operation that required 160 traditional transistors could be done with just 24 adaptive ones. The researchers eventually see adaptive transistors being incorporated as add-ons to traditional chips. And finally, some LastPass users report receiving email warnings that someone from an unknown location attempted to use their master password to log into the password manager service. After investigating, LastPass said this appears to be the result of credential stuffing, where someone is using credentials obtained in a third-party breach to log into other services. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Hi, this is Matt.
And Sean.
From Two Black Guys.
With good credit. From a local business to a global corporation.
Partnering with Bank of America gives your operation access to exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful you'll make every move matter.
Visit bankofamerica.com/banking for business to learn more.
What would you like the power to do? Bank of America, N.A., copyright 2024.
Hey, marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.